Come on and give him some praise. You may be seated. That's one thing we can't do enough is give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may run out of your breath, but you still can praise God in your mind. Open your Bibles to Matthew's, the 19th chapter. We'll start with verse 16. Matthew's 19:16. If you got it, say amen. Some of y'all ain't had it yet. Matthew's 19:16. That's amen. A year, ain't it? 19:16. Verse 16, it says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what the thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, he is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God, heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Oh, what a stupid question. But Jesus said, Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Come on and give God some praise. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Amen.
Don't let your choices mess you up. Said, and behold, one came unto him and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And Jesus answered him and said, why are you calling me good? In other words, why are you calling me God? There's only one good, and that's God. He said, but if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, which? And Jesus read them to him. He read five of them off, and he held back on one of them, the tenth. And he asked the man, the reason he done that, because he's going to let him be convicted out of his own heart and out of his own mind. See, if you don't seek God for yourself, if you don't walk in his path of righteousness, then whatsoever is in the man is going to come out, and that's what you're going to be in life. So he said, I done all of these.
Right.
So Jesus said to the young man, he said, all these things I have kept. He said, what do I lack yet? And Jesus said unto him, that thou wilt be perfect. See, we're perfect until the end.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Jesus said, if thou wilt be perfect, in other words, if thou wilt go all the way to the end with me,
yeah.
Like the scripture said, whosoever endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. Right. Salvation is a beginning of our lifestyle with Christ.
Right.
But you got to go with him all the way. He went all the way to Calvary and died for for our sin, so that you and I might be free to endure all the way to the end, following him. Glory to God. We got to follow God in his footsteps and in his righteousness so that we're able to make it in. That's what he's trying to tell the rich man. He said, come and follow me. See, in these days, in this dispensation of time, they had to do something. They had to be doing something in order to receive this. But for you and I, all of it is done. Amen. So all we got to do is receive Christ for what he's done into our life and follow him, his footstep, our footsteps go ordered by his word. If we follow his words and keep his saying, if we shall have anything that we need of in this life to make it through. I don't care if you're going through hell or high water. God is greater than hell or high water. That's what he was telling the rich young man. He said, glory to God. What does it profit a man to have the whole world and lose his own soul? Glory to God. If you got something, if you want to follow me, give up all this stuff that you have, glory to God, and follow me. And you shall have eternal life, that Zoe life, glory to God, that came down from the Father, down to the lowest vegetable, glory to God, and it also possesses eternal life, and Zoe life, and eternal life. They are together in resurrection life. So Jesus was telling him, you can get all of these things if you follow me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people say they're following God. But I tell them they're great pretenders. God is not looking for any great pretenders. You see, the rich man was a great pretender. He thought he had undid everything. Just because you have salvation don't mean that you necessarily have to make it in, glory to God. You got to do all of God's righteousness. You can't do part of this thing. You can't take a little bit of his righteousness, a bit of it here and a bit there, glory to God, to make it in. You got to do the whole thing. The Bible said the conclusion of the whole matter is that you serve God and keep all of his commandments. He said some of them, keep all of his commandments. And when you keep all his commandments, then every work that you do is going to be brought into judgment by God. Glory to God. So you need to make sure that you've done everything that's right. Glory to God. You're not perfect. Glory to God. But we are not perfected until we reach the end. I don't know about you. I'm headed to my end. I don't know when that's going to be. But when it's come, I want to be prepared, glory to God, to step in and shake his hand, glory to God, and tell him I made it.
Thank you.
Now, come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. The young man was disappointed. He made the wrong decision. He made the wrong choice. Don't make the wrong choice in life, glory to God. Serve God. You're going to be talked about, glory to God, but don't turn your back on Jesus, glory to God. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of time. People are going to put you down. They're going to scoff at you. They're going to turn their backs, glory to God. But you keep on keeping on walking in his path of righteousness, because that path of righteousness you walking in is that path that will draw them into the right path, glory to God, that they make the right choice like you're making the right choice, glory to God. If you got to do exactly what God is appointed you to do, glory to God. If you don't do exactly what God wants you to do, then you'll never have victory in this life. Come on and give Jesus some praise.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Then Jesus said unto the young man, if you do these things and give to the poor, you shall have treasure in heaven. That's the end. Glory to God. But he thought he had everything here. Just because he had did the other commandments, then Jesus laid number 10 upon him. And he couldn't take number 10. So he went away soft. Glory to God. And then said Jesus to his disciples, said, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. How can a camel get through the eye of a needle? What Jesus was talking about in those days, there was a gate that was made into the wall, or the big gate, so that it was left open at night so that when the camels came in, they could go through that gate. But one thing about that, before they could go in, they had to be unloaded the stuff that was on their back. So that they could be able to go through, because they had a whole lot of stuff that they had went out to gather in and put up on the camel. So they had to unload the camel before they could go in. Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, glory to God. In order for us to go into the Father through the door, which is Jesus, we got to unload some stuff, glory to God. We got to get rid of some excess baggage. We got to get rid of some hate, glory to God. We got to get rid of some fear, glory to God. We got to give up this old life and bring it under subjection unto the obedience of the word of God. And when we do that, glory to God, we can step through that gate, glory to God, and come unto the will of the Father that is prepared for our life, glory to God. You got to get rid of a whole lot of stuff, and I'm not talking about just once, glory to God. This is a lifetime. Remember, you're going all the way to the end, glory to God. So you got more than just some stuff. You're going to have some more stuff, glory to God. But you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that God you can even ask God to do, because we can do all things through Him, because He's strengthening us to do it, glory to God. Come on and give it some praise. When Jesus died and went to Calvary, hung His head and died, He made a way for you and I.
Yes,
and He went back to the Father and He presented the gift to Him, glory to God, that sacrificial gift unto Him, glory to God, and the Father. And when He did that, He took up His glory. He was glorified again with the Father. In other words, He didn't relinquish that glory when He laid it down to come down here to die for us, glory to God. What He did, He came down here and He endured until the end. And when He endured until the end and went back unto the Father, He received the glory again, glory to God, and he gave back to us what He had received. What He had received was the sovereignty of the Father. The sovereignty of the Father is the authority word of God, glory to God. So you and I, we have authority in this earth, glory to God. I don't care where you live at, I don't care what you're going through, you got authority, glory to God, to rise up out of that stuff, glory to God, to throw out those weights, glory to God. Don't be worrying all the time, because worry is just a figment of your imagination, glory to God. But God is real. He is the truth, glory to God. He is the light, glory to God, and we are to bear witness of that light, just like in John, the first chapter, glory to God. The Bible said that was a man named John that came, glory to God, to bear witness. He was of the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about that light. That's what you and I are supposed to do, bear witness about that light. Let that light so shine that men may see our good works in this earth, and the Father in heaven is glorified. Come on. If you read John the 5th chapter, verse 34, the Bible talked about search the scriptures. Where they think they're able to make you wise. But these are they which testify of me. This is what Jesus said. These are they. The one who believe and who follow me, these are they who testify of me, glory to God. In other words, when you search these scriptures, you got, listen, what search the scriptures, you got to make an intensive investigation.
Yeah. Come on now. I like that.
Just like a hound dog when he's chasing a rabbit, glory to God. He's chasing the rabbit by scent, glory to God. The rabbit is going pretty fast, so he can't always see the hind legs of the rabbit, but he smells the scent of the rabbit, glory to God. If these things that are in the world is visible, and they are temporarily, glory to God, the things that are seen, glory to God, but there are things that are not seen, glory to God. But when you follow the word of God, your sweet smelling Savior will come unto you, and He'll bring you joy and peace and happiness in the Holy Ghost, glory to God. When you follow God, hallelujah, you're on the right track, glory to God. You might fall down, but God will pick you up. You might come to the river, but God will take you across. You might come to the valley, but God will be there in the valley. You might come to a ditch, glory to God, but God will cause you to leap over. You might fight a good fight, but there's a more fight to fight. And Jesus went all the way, and He fought all the way. So we got to go all the way, and we got to fight all the way. the way so that we can get in. Come on, baby.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's a holy God. So we must, what, be holy. Do all his righteousness. The whole, not part, some of it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, except by him. Get rid of the stuff in your life. See, that's the intensive interrogation of the word. In other words, when you seek this word, you're really interrogating yourself, glory to God. And you're really finding out about the true you. Because there's some stuff in you that you don't even know anything about, glory to God. It's that old nature that can rise up anytime. It's not the same yesterday, today, and forever like Christ is, glory to God. It's always different, trying to pull you away from the same that was yesterday, today, and forever. Trying to take you from Christ, glory to God. That's why I come disguised all the time. Don't want you to let you know who it is, or what it is, glory to God. He'll place up on your body sickness and disease, glory to God, so that you become discouraged and give up. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is still a healer.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
He's still a deliverer.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If Jesus be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The president can't be for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for he is limited. Now let me say, let me put it another way. He is very limited. Glory to God. Jesus is unlimited. Hallelujah. Can't no man do you like Jesus. Glory to God. Didn't no man bring no victory to you like Jesus did. Didn't no man change your blood like Jesus did. Didn't no man change your disposition like Jesus did. Didn't nobody heal you in the past like Jesus did. And he's still a healer. And he's the same yesterday, today, forever. So if you sick today and you decide to be healed, you can be healed. Come on and give it some praise.
Hallelujah.
The rich man didn't desire to go all the way. He desired to cut it short. There's a whole lot of choices we make in this world. Every day we make choices. Right or wrong, we make them. But we got to know the difference. Glory to God, and the difference is Jesus.
Amen.
If you know Jesus, you don't have to worry. If you know Jesus, you don't have to fret. Oh, these things gonna come up on you. You know, they come from the one that is not the same yesterday, today, and forever. They come from the old nature person. If they come up on you, then the same that was yesterday, he who was, is, and is to come, glory to God. He who was and is in your life, and when you get in trouble, it's to come, glory to God. He'll let you out, glory to God, out of your misery. He'll deliver you and set you free. I don't know about you, but I love to talk about the truth.
Yes.
That's the intensive care that you search for, the interrogation. When you get in the midst of your problem, you ought to love to talk about Jesus. You ought to love to lift him up. Because when you lift him up, he'll deliver you and set you free, glory to God, so that you can be that witness of that light that's in you. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew 7 chapter, Jesus told him, he said, if you keep these sayings of mine, if you keep the word of God, if you search these scriptures, that means that you search the scriptures to find out who God really is and what he can really do for you. And every time you search the scriptures, you're going to find out he can do more than enough. Glory to God. When you search these scriptures, you find out Jesus said, you keep these sayings of mine. He said, when a man keep these sayings and do these sayings, you got to live this thing. You just can't read this word, glory to God, and close your Bible up, glory to God. You got to search it, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you search it, God, open up, glory to God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear me, come in and sup with him, glory to God. You got to search it. You got to interrogate it, glory to God, because it's talking about you, glory to God. It comes from Jesus. He paid a price so that we can lift him up. Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy. He said, if you keep these signs of mine and do them, then I will liken this man or this person that do them that build his house up on a rock, which is Jesus. And the strong winds came and they blew, glory to God. The storms in your life will come and they are blowing and they will raise hell, glory to God. They'll be human. They're not dead, but they'll be human, glory to God. And they'll raise hell and havoc in your life. But I'm here to tell you, if you stand on this word, if you stand on this word, it's like being built your house up on a rock, glory to God. That means that you anchored. Can't nobody move you, glory to God. I don't care what your problems are or what your circumstances. Can't nobody move you from Jesus. Come on and give him some praise. You got to practice this word. Whosoever, he said, whosoever heareth these sayings and keep them. In other words, you got to practice them. Yeah. That's another saying, practice what you preach. You can only preach what you read. You only preach what you understand. You only practice what you know. You can only practice, glory to God, that what's true. Come on, give you guys some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means what you study, glory to God. When you study this word, glory to God, this word will become your thoughts, glory to God. The more you got in, the lesser thoughts of the old nature that you got, glory to God. Jesus was an overcomer. That's what he's trying to tell the rich man. You can become an overcomer if you follow me, glory to God. But people don't want to follow God. They want to follow themselves, glory to God. Yourself is just like a shadow, glory to God. It's here and it's there and it's everywhere, glory to God. It is full of darkness, glory to God. It's full of unmercy, glory to God. It's full of sickness. It's full of death, glory to God. But when the light came in, the darkness had to go, glory to God. So that means that I'm walking in sickness, but I'm walking in health, glory to God. Because God is my divine healer. He's my help. He's my provider. He's everything that I have need of. Come on and praise him. I had to study this bit by bit throughout the weekend. I was having problems in my body. You know, the cold flu tried to get a hold of me. I had the shot, but the shot don't mean nothing. Things wax worse and worse in this earth, so glory to God, after a while, the flu will eat up the shot.
That's right.
But if you know Jesus, glory to God, he can come and set you free, glory to God. So I was fighting it, and I started working on it, glory to God. And I was taking some nights, this and whatever, some heart special medicine. Not for my heart is all right, but this is a medicine you take for high blood pressure. That's what it is, high blood pressure. And I don't have that either, glory to God. But I took them because it's supposed to break up the cold on your chest. And I didn't have it on my chest yet, but I'm trying to head it off, glory to God. Let me tell you something. You don't know what's coming in this life, and you can't head it off. But you can depend on Jesus to show you what it is and how to overcome it, glory to God. So I took the medicine, and God allow you to do things in your life. But the scripture said, when you done all you can do, stand and let God have his way. way in your life. So I took the cough medicine. I was still coughing. I took some more and I was still coughing. I took that high blood pressure medicine, glory to God, and I was still congested, glory to God. But I said, God, I'm not going to take any more of this mess, glory to God. It's nothing but a drug. I'm going to take you because I want to be free, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got a job to do. Come Sunday, glory to God. I got to preach, glory to God. So I want to be free, glory to God. I don't want to be in your pulpit coughing and carrying home. So God came to my rescue, glory to God. My wife, Emma, she said, you all right this morning? Yeah, I'm all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's checking on me, coming to the step down there. You okay? Yeah, I'm all right. You got your power? Yeah, I'm all right. You got your glasses? Yeah, I got my glasses, glory to God. But I also had the word of God. So I wasn't worried, glory to God. If I didn't bring my glasses, I still could see because the word was already on the inside, glory to God. And I could preach it anyway, hallelujah. I didn't need the glasses. I didn't need the tower, glory to God. What's in you will come out, glory to God. Great is he that's within you, that he that is in the world. Come on and give us a praise. So don't let your choices mess you up, because they will. Glory to God. Closing with this. When this disciple heard it, they was exceeding amazed, saying, glory to God, then who can be saved?
Right.
Here it was that grace was standing before them. And they asked him a question like that, who can be saved? He done already told them he was Jesus. I thought the only one didn't believe him was the rich man.
Yeah.
But come to find out, the disciples was amazed. Yes. Glory to God. In other words, they had lost what Jesus had taught them in the first place before he got to the rich man. They had been following him all through Jerusalem and all of these places, seeing him laying hands on the sick, healing, opening the eye, blind of the eyes, the blind eyes, opening all and doing all these miracle things, breaking the bread of five loaves and two little fish and turning it into whatever they have need of. This same Jesus with them talking about this eternal life, glory to God. They said, well, how can I be saved? And Jesus turned around and told them, he said, it's impossible for you to be saved. He said, glory to God. He said, but with God or with me, all things are possible, glory to God. All things are possible with God. You may be saved, glory to God, but there's some other things that's overloading you. You got to get rid of But it's possible through God, glory to God. You can't unload yourself, glory to God. You can try, glory to God, and you look around, you still got the same load. But if you turn it over to Jesus, like he said, casting all your cares upon him because he cared for you. Come on and give God some praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let your choices mess you up. I want to touch on briefly. But you know the things you go through in life. Those are your choices. What you're going to do. Are you going to cast them off on Jesus? Are you going to try to solve it yourself? Are you going to listen to that other voice that tells you you ought to cuss them out? If I were you, I wouldn't do that.
Amen.
You ought to go to that doctor. That doctor didn't treat you right. Go to another doctor.
Amen.
Glory to God, you go to another doctor. And let me tell you something about them doctors. You've been going to one doctor regularly, then you turn around and go to another doctor. He got to build a new case up on you.
Right.
They won't even take the case from the other doctor and tell you, no, I don't want his mess. I want to create my own mess. Glory to God. But I have, when you go, take Jesus with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. People look at you, they see the light that's in you.
Amen.
That light is Jesus. I had a lot of people look at me and we just talking. I don't volunteer nothing. Nothing. That way you stay out of trouble. I don't volunteer nothing. Driving along the other day, and this older, I don't know how old she was, but I hauled a lot of seeds. I know they're older than me, some of them, you know. Well, let me put it another way. They act like they're older than me. So they got more canes than you can shake a stick at. So this one asked me, she said, how old are you? I said, I'm 82. Oh, my God. I said, you're right. He is God. It is God that keeps us every day. I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about living, because it's all in the hands of God. And when he gets tired of me on earth, he's going to call me home. And guess what? I'll be ready.
Ready when he comes. Come on, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone's standing.
Hallelujah.